There are special elections in New York on Tuesday to fill 9 vacant state assembly seats and 2 vacant Senate seats. One closely contested race is in the 37th Senate District, where Democrat George Latimer vacated his seat after being elected Westchester County Executive. Money has been pouring in on both sides. Republican Julie Killian is running against Democratic Assemblywoman Shelley Mayer. I spoke with Killian about a race that could help decide which party rules the chamber. Julie Killian is a former City of Rye councilwoman who ran for the Senate seat in 2016 against Latimer. Here's why she's running again.
The opportunity to go up to Albany and make the change that I think needs to be made. And obviously an open seat is always, an easier or better election than running against an incumbent. And I just feel so strongly that New York is going in the wrong direction and that I can, make an impact up there and get us on the right track. I feel like New York is at a tipping point with such high taxes, businesses leaving, people leaving, and we need to steer that ship in the other direction.
Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has said that winning the 2 Senate seats in the special election is the first order of business for the recently unified Senate Democrats and Independent Democratic Conference. He has been in the district rallying for mayor, and how does this affect your race?
It's gotten more focus on the race, which I actually think is a good thing. For me, people are aware of the race. They're certainly aware of the issues, and I feel like people are really motivated to come out, particularly Republicans who are very worried about the direction of the state, about their taxes, and specifically here in Westchester, we have a new county executive, and our old county executive really held the line on taxes, and people are really worried. They feel like no one's watching their pocketbook, and they want a Republican in Westchester ready to advocate for them about keeping their taxes lower. So the good news is a lot of people know about this race. I got out pretty early on TV and in the mail, and I've been, walking neighborhoods every day for over 8 weeks. I've been to 10,000 doors at train stations in the morning, diners on weekend mornings, and people are really receptive, again, to the message of affordability and opportunity security. And to me, affordability is about lower property taxes and working on the corruption tax that is really killing New York.
What are constituents talking about? What is their number one issue?
The number one issue is definitely property taxes. I would say the number two issue that I get asked about is gun control. If you had asked me the question, what's the number two thing, prior to Parkland, it absolutely would have been heroin's opioid substance abuse / mental health, because that's what's on the mind of so many parents. They're worried about their kids. It really is a crisis. I am on a state task force sponsored by OASIS. The one I'm on is at SUNY Purchase, and it is directly to deal with substance abuse on college campuses. And what can we do?
OASIS is the Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services. Killian also co-founded RYACT, or Rye Action for Children and Teens, to fight youth drug and alcohol abuse. Especially since the February Parkland, Florida school shooting, you say you want common sense gun control. Please talk more specifically.
I do believe that we should pass extreme risk protection orders, and I look forward to working on that. It has proven to work in other states, and I do think we can get there on making sure some due process is in there. I definitely think we can get there. I think we should ban bump stocks. Raising the age has not been talked about so much, but I do think we should raise the age to 21 and certainly make sure that our background check system works and works well and people are reporting into it.
Killian says she would not vote to repeal the SAFE Act.
And I also, Kendra's law, strengthening Kendra's law and making that permanent. And the Democrats are not talking about that at all.
Kendra's law allows courts to issue assisted outpatient treatment orders for individuals who will not voluntarily seek help for their illness but are considered a safety threat. And what would you do to stem corruption in Albany?
Well, first and foremost, I think we need term limits. And, that might take a while, but, I'm a committed person, and, I think everybody wants term limits. You talk to anybody out there, they want term limits, the constituents. So we need to put a little pressure on the legislators to pass those, and we certainly should have term limits on committee heads. And the ethics laws that are there now certainly need to be enforced. I think there's new things we should have. We should have more disclosure of income from from spouses and maybe children. And the other thing is the relationships that the nonprofit, that people have with nonprofits should be more than arm's length. You know, there's just been a lot of, you know, donating to nonprofits where your wife works or your kids work. I think, you know, whatever we need to put in place to make sure that that doesn't happen. Jacob Moreland Commission needs to be independent. It can't be a creature of the legislature or the governor. And we need, I would like the controller to be able to look at all the economic development deals that we do, keep track of them. You know, they're promising to have jobs. Are those really happening? Are those decisions that we're making really make sense? And are the jobs really coming here? So I think there's a lot of things we can do. I do not believe that we should ban outside income. That to me is one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. We don't need to become a full-time legislature.
And she wants to improve the business climate.
I often hear from the small businesses, they don't even understand all the laws and they don't even know all the labor laws. So we really have to stop demonizing businesses, punishing entrepreneurs, picking winners and losers. We need to make it a level playing field and make it easy to understand. You know, my opponent talks all the time about, I help people, I intervene to help them with this department of the state or that department. And my answer is, it's great if you can help, but why don't we just make the rules easier so people understand what they are?
In 2017, incumbent Republican Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino lost to Latimer, and much was made of his loss being a referendum on President Trump. Are you concerned about being tied to Trump?
Sure. People talk about that a lot. My opponents tried to tie me to Trump. I've never met Trump. And, you know, if they want to make this race about Trump, you know, have at it. But that shows me that they don't have any solutions to what's going on in our community because we have issues going on down here. That's what I'm totally focused on. And, you know, they're all worked up about, you know, Shelley's so worked up about what's going on a federal level. I mean, I think she should be running for Congress because, as I said earlier, we have 29 elected representatives down there that should be working for us down there. And what I want to do is go to Albany and solve the problems that we have here. And one interesting data point in, you mentioned the county executive's race, in this district, George Latimer only beat Rob Astorino by 4 points. And George beat him by a lot across the county. But in this district, it was only by 4 points.
Julie Killian is the Republican candidate running in Tuesday's special election for the 37th New York State Senate District in Westchester County. She also is on the conservative and reform party lines. Thursday on Midday Magazine, we'll speak with her Democratic opponent, Assemblywoman Shelley Mayer. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.